I'm Clyde Lewis, and you're about to listen to a sample of today's Ground Zero show. If you'd like to hear the podcast in its entirety, sign up at aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and this is Ground Zero. The numbers to call tonight, 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. So last night, talking about ghosts and talking about how science is reaching into the paranormal a lot more lately. And it got me thinking a little bit about what Carl Sagan said about the world and the earth and the universe itself. He said that we live in a demon-haunted world. And the only candlelight in the night, or the candlelight in the dark, is science. Now, yes, we can say that scientific knowledge has produced stunning intellectual advances and applied technologies have shaped our culture and our lives. But Demon-Haunted World, that's actually a book that he wrote. He writes that in order to break through all the paranormal paranoia, or whatever you want to call it, we need to drop the superstition. We need to drop the ignorance. We need to drop the pseudoscience. We need to pull away from mindless television. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter how much science we have out there. Sometimes science can't explain a lot of things. And I think that is why we have that bridge with quantum physics, is because, you know, here we have a crisis in science where you have a number of, And I think it's because of this. I mean, I don't know for sure. You have a number of sorcerers and magicians in high places. All right. And I'm talking about in the groups like the World Economic Forum and the Council on Foreign Relations and those who hang out at Bohemian Grove walking around naked. I would say that they do these rituals and they do these ceremonies. You got people at CERN that do rituals as well. You got NASA firing rockets at the sun, you know, the eclipse, and they call it APEP. I mean, come on. These are all projects that they sound like bizarre little rituals, right? We have seen over and over again budgets set aside to do literally magic. And that's where we do the magic, is in the super colliders. We've, since 1993, they threw out like billions of dollars to create a superconducting super collider. That was in 1993 in Texas. People tell me, why don't you point out the ones that are in the United States? Well, they're not as powerful as the one that's in Geneva. Okay. And the one in Geneva is even going to get more powerful. And the one in China that they're building right now is going to get more powerful. And we're going to start seeing a lot of miracles. Today, there are many things, even outside the realms of the paranormal, even outside the realms of paranoia, that can trigger feelings, trigger thoughts, memories. Even a childhood paranormal experience becomes a reality yet again. It's kind of like a flashback. And there can also be a triggering of deja vu. And that's I guess you could say it's a small product of some reoccurring dream, whether it be a good dream or a dream of dread. Yeah, this is an apocalyptic future where you know you're going to be eventually handed a very difficult decision, which when made will neither be to your benefit or your immediate circle of friends and family. They won't benefit either. You got to make some decisions. They're going to be bad decisions. I don't mean bad meaning that you're making mistakes. I'm saying bad decisions, damned if you do and damned if you don't. That's the whole point of a demon-haunted world. That's the whole point of realizing that this world we live in is a charnel house disguised as a carnival. And we have clowns begging you to come in all the time and play their little game. And you play it, but you end up losing yourself. We have in our world today a number of people, and I include myself, that dive into relentless speculation. There are multiple mind-blowing streams of thought that just are there to shatter preconceived notions of perception. They're there to shatter preconceived notions of time and space. I mean, it's as true in physics as cultural engineering. It's difficult to grasp without egocentricity, that everything we experience is a form of virtual reality, that maybe this is an illusion, that maybe, just maybe, we're in a metaverse already. And perhaps the most destructive idea ever planted in the minds of the general public is the notion that nothing in this world is permanent, that all things can and must be constantly changed to suit our whims. Build back better, destroy, 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 find order in the chaos. Yeah, we hear that all the time. But the concept of impermanence leads to various wild ideas that we can drift into. And believe me, fringe analysis is just as valid as any other analysis out there, in my opinion. It is. I mean, we can look through the glass darkly, and we can see the pratfalls. We can see the dangers that could be jumping out at us, prepare for those dangers. Not necessarily thinking they're going to happen all the time, but knowing, I guess, Murphy's Law. If it can go wrong, it can. If anything can go wrong, it will go wrong. See, the real nightmare is when you realize that these dreams that we have every night, the dreams that you have tucked deep into your subconscious, they're fire drills. They're like, they prepare you for a future moment. That may be why you feel deja vu. You won't be sleepwalking through the valley of the shadow of death. No, you'll be running for your life. You'll be running for your life in a reality that the nightmare initiated, that you will say, hey, I dreamt this. Hey, I saw this in a TV show. I saw this in a TV show, in a movie. I experienced this in a book or a comic book I was reading. Yeah, predictive programming and the revelation of the method is very powerful. It's a very powerful tool. And all that is paranoid is not delusional, just as all that is delusional is not paranoid. We aren't talking about incorrigible delusions as much as a phenomenon or a field of relative points of view. The tyranny of the one is that the official spin-doctored version of past, current, and current events and future potentials that can be steered by the fabricated consensus, we see that all the time in the media. Have you ever noticed that now CNN not only does the news, but they do specials. Now, right now, I'm looking at one, The Final Flight of the Columbia. So they're going to spin their little history lesson on the Columbia accident with the space shuttle. But they've done that with the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and all these past documentaries, so that all you'll remember are the flashes that they give you about what history was, not digging into the books or digging into the libraries or going to the history, which is very important, going to the histories of these stories that are very important to continue. 503-225-0860. That's 503-225-0860. I'm Clyde Lewis. You're listening to Ground Zero, and we'll be back. You just listened to a segment of Ground Zero. If you'd like to hear previous shows along with having access to our online library and social media platform, sign up now at aftermath.media. It's only $10 a month, and there's also yearly specials to fit your budget. Again, go to aftermath.media. I'm Clyde Lewis, and thank you for supporting Ground Zero.